An energy expert, Kwame Gentua, says it is a shame that not much planning has gone into reversing the energy crisis facing Ghana. He said government is depending too much on people and burdening them with increments to defray its huge debts. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Gentua said it is about time other alternatives of energy generation were considered. These include mechanical barges and solar energy.
I think this is the time where government should sit and critically look at what we're doing with oil. Because the oil price, with what is going on in the world today, with Iran and Saudi Arabia, with China, with all these things happening, it's going to affect the oil price. And it's going to take quite some time for the oil price to now rise up again. And so, we should plan effectively where oil is concerned. If we are able to do that, perhaps in future, when we come to such a situation, we'll be able to say, and we are hoping, that between now and 2020, and quite a number of oil fields will come into production, they would have enough oil to say a certain percentage of that crude we can take to tow and manufacture for ourselves so that Ghanaians would feel some benefit of the oil that we are producing in this country.
Well, as of now, that looks like a long-term solution. But as of now, we are faced with the issue of Dumso. And of course, we have to pay more. Right now, the public will have to pay more. And of course, government is also coming out with, interim solutions to it, with a power barge and private sector involvement in power generation, and of course, the revenue collection. What do you think is the way forward?
You see, from the word go, some of us had been shouting on top of the roof that, yes, it's a good thing to have the power barges, it's a good thing to have IPPs in place, but the crux of it all is to be able to get the fuel. And the president said it, but the challenge now is to get the fuel, the gas, the LCO, to be able to fire these plants. I would have thought that today, President Mahama would have told us that, look, we have gone out, we have sourced $1 billion, we have sourced $2 billion, we have sourced $1 million specifically to get the generation, the generating fuel to generate these plants. Because really and truly, down the road, if we face any cracks with the fuels that are generating these electricity through these plants, we are back into Dumso. For me, the crux of it is how do we make sure that we sustain the fuel that we need to be able to fire these generation plants. Yes, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to have power plants. It's a good thing to have all these things. But we need to be able to fire them. I will also say that at this point, we need to think forward. Yes, we have mechanical badges. I'll call them mechanical badges, because they are using a particular type of fuel to fuel them. I believe that this is the time for government and the country to sit down and begin to think about solar. Because you know, where solar is concerned, in Kenya today, they have got solar grids for different parts of the country. So in the urban areas, and I'll give a typical example, use Ghana as an example. Say Ghana was Kenya. You go to Dansoman, the Dansoman area has its own solar grid. You go to airport, it has its own solar grid. You go to West Lagos, has its own solar grid. In different parts of the urban area, they have their own solar grid. So once that is working, we do not have to pay for the sun, at least. We need to pay for the maintenance, we need to pay for the batteries, but we do not have to pay for the sun. It's a free fuel.